An official from Washington visiting the United States and Mexican border is not exactly news these days, but it is when that official is Ralph Basham. Just a couple of weeks ago, he headed the Secret Service, an agency that makes a point of staying out of the spotlight. Now he's in the thick of it as the new Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection. Here's NPR's Ted Robbins.
Here is Ralph Basham's reaction after examining the task of securing the nation's southern border firsthand.
Actually, I have to admit, it is a bit overwhelming.
But he says he's learned at least one lesson. You can hear about the border. You can see it on a map.
But until you get up there and you look and you see what kind of terrain you're dealing with and the difficulties of it, you really don't have a true appreciation.
So the new Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection took several helicopter rides over the rugged mountains and desert where people and drugs cross the border into Arizona. Then, after seeing the border, he felt it. In triple-digit heat in downtown Nogales, Arizona, with customs officers.
Rock Gaza.
Javier Correa.
John Holman.
Matthew Escarcega.
Officers who search cars, trucks, and in this case, dangerously hot trains where illegal crossers hide.
Just 100 now is probably another 15, 20 degrees on the train.
How long can you survive in that sort of environment?
If they were to attempt to come in a closed car in the summertime, I mean, now you're talking, if they're in a closed car, you're talking probably 150, 160 degrees. They're not going to make it all the way.
Basham says he's proud that the Border Patrol has rescued 1,300 people from death in the Tucson sector alone.
Even if half of them died, it would be a national disgrace.
But he says there's not much he can do about the estimated 3,000 people who have died trying to cross. Critics blame border policy that has pushed people away from easy crossing places and methods into harsher conditions.
There's no way that I can go back and change those facts. All I can do is move forward.
Down the road, cargo, not people, cross. We are inside a moving X-ray machine, a sort of giant version of the machine that examines your luggage at the airport.
What we have here, what we just finished scanning, are honeydew melons.
This is the last truck that went through?
Yes, sir.
Two officers sit in front of screens and look inside trucks full of produce. Just 10 days or so ago, a truck came through bound for the Ford Motor Company in Dearborn, Michigan. Inside, unknown to Ford, a load of marijuana.
Not good at all. Now, what happened?
That was about 3,000 pounds just last week and a half ago.
There are three of these machines at Nogales. Together, they examine up to 240 trucks a day. But more than 1,000 trucks come through the port every day. So agents have to use their instincts to decide which to X-ray and which to let through. It's a lesson for the commissioner on the resources needed to secure the border while still encouraging trade. But after seeing the border, Ralph Basham says he's come to at least one conclusion about where not to put resources, toward a long wall.
A 20-foot high wall across, 2,000 miles of border. It's just not practical, and it's not enforceable.
Walls need to be patrolled and maintained. Basham says that or a fence might work in some places. In others, it might be vehicle barriers or drones in the sky or cameras. Customs and Border Protection is set to award a $2 billion contract in September for a virtual fence, one that combines manpower with technology.
I'm just saying it can't be a wall as being the only solution to this problem.
Commissioner Ralph Basham believes there is a solution. Otherwise, he says, he would not have taken the job. Ted Robbins, NPR News.